swinging back into another
I like it.
Section of pizza.
We need outside this. The pizza good, bus. Man. Good stuff.
By the way, if you want to participate, 844-967-2789. And we do take all callers. Just sometimes I slam the phone. No, not really. But I will cut the mic.
You're pretty nice.
And, you know, again, the reason why I have such a short fuse is because if it involves racism, it's like, I'm out of here. Otherwise, I'm going to have to, you know, and then I'll be in court for stomping a racist, you know, or a fascist because he was scared. You know, if that's all I got to do to get even with this world is just walk around with a gun and say, man, it looked like, you know, that legislator was lunging for my gun. So I was scared. I was scared. That's, look, when someone loses their life at the hands of another person, it usually comes with a cost. Most often prison, because it wasn't accidental.
Fair point. Fair point.
You show up with an AR-15 as a Proud Boy while there's something going on with the police in the community and the community asking the police to stop killing people in our community. And these clowns come from, he comes from Illinois. And we can't talk about all the horrible, you know, afterwards he's up the, he's not in jail. He come back to Kenosha with his mommy. And they sat with Proud Boys at a bar drinking, and then when they found out about it, I wanted the same damn judge. Well, you can't do that. Send him home. Was it him back then, too? What about the cops that let him go? Doesn't sound like he was too scared when he was walking down the street with them. Really? You got an assault rifle on your chest, and you're walking up to the cops, and you're not scared of that? And you want me to think you were scared of people there? You might have been scared when they were trying to stop you, and you thought, you know, they were as asinine as you that they would have to kill somebody. But, you know, they talk about, oh, he swung that skateboard like a baseball bat. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, I can swing a baseball bat a lot harder than I can swing a skateboard and do a hell of a lot more damage. So I would have said, I object to that. There was no baseball bat used. There was an assault rifle and a guy trying to take him down with his skateboard. I mean, really? And you're going to shift it and say that these people that were protesting were the ones that caused all this. 17 years old, and then you guys mouth off about, they were there outside of curfew. They were adults. This punk-ass loser and his mom and his dad. I mean, I've had it with, you know, the excuses for, and there should be just a lot. There should be much more rage in this country over the racism and this inequality that just makes this country such a loser, man. Such a loser. And then you go to Georgia, right? And the lawyer for the defense is like, we got, you know, there's just not enough Bubbas in the jury. Not enough Bubbas in the jury, but you only have one black person out of the 12 on the jury. Not enough Bubbas. But he's right. There aren't enough Bubbas on a jury to defend three Bubbas that just murdered a black guy that was jogging down the street. I don't think it's going to work out so well for them because these guys were really bad on the stand. You know, talking about I'd have shot him too and well, no, I guess he didn't really commit a crime or we don't know. I mean, vigilanteism. And this guy, you know, what do the cops tell you, man, when you think somebody's committed a crime? They tell you, go take care of it yourself? Every time I've ever been in a fight or did something where the police were involved, you know, that's the first thing cops tell you. Well, you know, you didn't have to take it into your own hands. That's not your job. It's not even the law, right? He's pretty fired up, so. Not even the law. So, you know, anyway, my son moves his family to Columbia because it's better down there for them than it is here in America. That shouldn't surprise people. I'm telling you, man, this is like, and I went to the Capitol this week. I'll talk about that when we get back from our hard break here because, I mean, I'm not quite done. You know, this lawyer's like, there's two, you can't have these black ministers coming in and sitting with the families of Army Ahmad, you know, you can't have ministers coming in here sitting in this trial next to the family whose loved one was murdered by these clown idiots, Peckerwoods from Georgia. Yeah, they're Peckerwoods. We got a lot of them up at the Capitol, too, man. Republican Party's loaded with them. It's brutal, man. And now, you know, hey, look at Voss and Gableman. We'll get to that a little bit, too. But right now, it's like, you know, doesn't anybody understand what's going on here in those two trials? That we're trying to, is basically, they're trying to find out if it's okay to kill people that aren't far right or if they're left, whatever. You know, I mean, this all, look, Trump opened the door for it. But, you know, we opened, as people, we opened the door for Trump just by being a bunch of dumbasses. You know, getting dumbed down over decades, to the point where people aren't even aware or don't care what's happening to the planet, that the water that we're drinking here in Wisconsin is so polluted, and we got Republican legislators that, oh, yeah, we want to clean it up with your state tax dollars and let the clowns that polluted the water off, these corporations and manufacturers, man. I mean, what am I missing here? Is this, like, if this was a movie, who would you really be cheering for? The bad guys? Let's cheer for the bad guys. Instead, you know, we could have it like, you know, Independence Day one, where the whole world comes together to defend against this force from outer space that's attacking us. But there is no force from outer space attacking us. There's just a force of billionaires in outer space that are attacking us. I don't, what does it take to connect to people, right? That all this, you know, this loss of wages, this loss of, you know, quality jobs. And I know it's easy. There are a lot of people that are complaining about, oh, good, you know. Yeah, I guess you're kind of late in your career and you didn't have to go through that, so you can talk down on everybody. But if you were born in like 1990 and came into this economy and wanted to go to college and get a job, surprise, surprise. It was a lot easier when I went to college, and it was, you know, fairly expensive, but if you didn't screw up like me, you would have got through it without any trouble, right? But you hear about all the people that got, I mean, there's people my age is still paying off student loans, man. We'll be back in about 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. By standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall. Tell me, how you gonna do?